I got like three headlines, not positive at all. And then one that I didn't get a chance to read before now. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
There definitely is. It'd be like that sometimes.
Exactly. All you gotta do is just drink your grape juice and be happy.
Drink what?
Drink your grape juice and be happy.
Yo, I have not had grape juice in
I got one right here.
Why are you like you about to take... Why are you smiling like you just met the Lord yesterday? What the heck?
Because I said I got mine right here. Oh
my gosh, your communion juice. Jeez Louise, yo. Oh, man.
It's delicious.
I've been on a roller coaster ride of emotion. Joe, you ever just randomly be minding your business and then you just start thinking about love and all the things that come along with it?
No? Of course. And then I end up like boo-hoo and snotting and crying to my mom and dad. Be like, when's it gonna be my turn?
Whoa, wait a minute.
It's gonna be my turn.
I've never gone to this extreme before. What? I wasn't expecting... That was a left. Wait, so yeah. Tell me more.
Like, sometimes... Oh my gosh, I think it's not like, I was gonna say it's like the depressing side of being an adult. No, it's not depressing. I love seeing like love and things like that. But like, that's one side about adulthood, especially when you're single, is opening up every app and seeing everybody that you've ever like gone to school with posting their engagements and expecting like children, things at the third. And you're just like, oh my gosh. I was like, well, how is it they already met their person already? Like, they already know that that's their person. And I'm sitting here saying, what's your favorite color? Like, all that, like, stupid stuff. And you're just like, when's it going to be my turn? Because you always feel like you're racing against the clock. And that's the unfortunate side is I feel like, and I know a lot of people do, feel like you're racing against the clock on a certain timeline projection of when you are supposed to be settled down, when you're supposed to have kids, things like that. And I know that life doesn't turn out that way, but especially if you're already feeling like not in the best of moods and you see it, oh my gosh, my emotions have been on 10.
So, I mean, real talk though, like, as humans on this planet called Earth, health-wise, there is a clock, right? Like, I was a gung-ho, wanted 3-4 kids person, and now at almost 40, I'm like, one will have to do. I never thought I would be an old-ass dad. Like, at this point, my parents had me. I'm older than my parents were when they had me and my brother.
Yeah.
Like, significantly older. I think they were in their mid-30s or something like that. And it's like, what the hell is going on out here? And it's not for lack of trying either. But to your point, mentally, like, I go down like a rabbit hole. I'll think of like a specific girl and think like, what if, or, you know what I'm saying? And I'll just like really get caught up in, oh, when I get here, I'm gonna hit her up and we're gonna do this and this is how this is gonna happen and this is gonna work out and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it makes you feel good on the inside. And then when you come back down to reality, you're like, oh, I ain't got none of that shit going on for me in real life. So it's like, it sucks. But I just think when you're a person who actually loves love and you've experienced great relationships and you know what that tingly feeling on the inside is like, or what it's like when someone's saying, oh, I'm coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I'm saying, cuddling on the couch, making love, like all those things, man. It's like you miss that shit when you don't have it for a while, because good gosh, how long has it been? Yeah, I'm gonna start the show on that note. Oh Lord, I almost told on myself. Stay out my business. What's going on, y'all? What's going on? We gonna get into quite a few things today because a lot has been happening in the world. Erica has headlines that are gonna be depressing.
That sure is. I'm sorry, cruel world. I hate to do it to y'all.
Yo, I'm old, yo. I'm looking at this chest bag that I wanna get. I'm trying to get ready for homecoming already. All right, we're going to get into a few things. Hope you've been taking care of yourselves since the last... Taking care of yourselves since the last show. I'm tongue-tied. Ugh. Sucks that you can't hear the music. Have you ever listened to the show so you can hear the music?
I think yes. Recently, not like recent, like in the past like weeks, but I do.
What's
I have heard it.
I need to talk to other podcasters and ask them why they don't listen to their show.
I can't listen to myself talk.
Well, I have to listen because I catch like mistakes that I might have missed and I can correct them and stuff like that sometimes. And I also need to make sure our episode is doing what it's supposed to do because, yeah. But I think a lot of people probably hire editors and all that good stuff. We don't do that. Saying that you shouldn't. If you can invest in it and you want to invest in it, do it. Because having a show that has quality sound definitely helps for sure. Hope you've been taking care of yourselves physically, mentally, and financially since the last episode, y'all. Welcome to From My Experience Podcast. Yeah. Oh, I'm your host Rob. I'm your host Rob, and I have the co-hostess with the mostest, Erica. How you be? How you doing?
I actually, before we got on, my mom gave me this mask to, you know, massage your eyeballs and everything like that. And it has heat and pressure because I had a like raging headache, right? And I had to take Tylenol because, you know, the pollen count's really high and everything. And she got it for me. Look at it.
Oh.
Well, it's not for me. She bought it for herself, but she let me use it for like the 15 minutes or so.
Dang.
But yeah. And it like, it speaks to you and it's like, hello, close your eyes, sit back, relax. And it's like,
It looks expensive.
I don't know if it was or not.
I might need that. Did it help with your headache?
It did actually. Like all of the pressure was at the front for like a sinus headache. It's fading out now. So it's not as bad. I think right now it's hitting me on the side just a little bit just because the lights are bright up in here and I'm too lazy to change the lights. Yeah. But yeah, I think I'll ask her where she got it from.
Please
but yeah.
do. I've never seen anything like that.
This is kind of nice. And when you just close your eyes, it's like a massage chair for your eyeballs. And it has like a little music thing. It gives you a little elevator music if it's like do 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 as it's doing it.
That'd been dope if it had like Bluetooth.
I honestly don't know. It might. I don't know. I need to look at her instructions.
Check that thing out. Let me know. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You how you been since the last episode? Dang, okay, doing that well, huh?
I feel like I've been I've been riding in the same boat in the same river for the past month or so, if that makes sense. Where it's like I'm not like overly like, oh my gosh, yes, da 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 da, I love it here, love life, woo. I've never been like that. But I haven't been like I am on the brink. And I am standing on the edge, and I am going to jump. And when I jump, I do a flip. I'm not like that either. I'm just in the middle. Just going through the motions of everything. And it feels like every week there's something that's going on, whether it's internal or external, whether it's with work, whether it's just my personal life, where I've been just up and down, up and down, up and down with my emotions. So I definitely understand the emotional roller coaster that you were talking about earlier, because I just got over one because I was, there's nothing going wrong in my life, but I just, for some reason, myself, my subconscious, it just finds things to worry and stress over.
Of course.
So like this week, it was about like relationships. Like, oh my gosh, my time is running out. It's like, it's not running out. Relax, girl. Just go take a nap. You just cranky. Who said your my subconscious, because I get so caught up in, like what I said, like you open up like anything and it's like engagement expectancies, like all the weddings, and you just like, oh my gosh, like how are these people that are my age already getting to that step when I feel like I'm still at square one, you know? So that was my emotional roller coaster of this week, and it's only Wednesday, y'all, so hopefully we don't have anything else for Thursday, Friday.
Wow, you feel like that at such a young age.
Yeah, and I guess because it's just so many people, like it's so many people that I went to high school with or that I went to college with that are just like, either they're married or they're having kids, and I feel so behind. And then when I look at my parents, you know, my parents, they've been together since my mom was 20. So my mom, she became a mother when she was like 22, 23. So I'm like sitting here like, dang, like, I can't imagine being a mother at this age. Like, I already get annoyed when, like, my cat throws up. And I'm just like, come on, girl. You making my day worse. It was like, I'm over here breaking my back, working, trying to provide. And you going to go over the corner and throw up.
That's how it be.
But, like, right. So I'm like, I can't even imagine being a mother. And then my mom, she was also married by this point. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't know what I would do if someone like is looking at me to make like these big adult decisions with like, so like with a man. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like
you said with a man. Yeah, we're there to make decisions as well.
Like, I don't know. It's like part of me is like, I want that so bad and I want it now. But the other part is like, I don't know. You haven't really done any adulting if you're going to have your mama make you grilled cheese whenever you have a bad day. You
like, man, but not.
So,
not your mama making you a grilled cheese when you're having a bad day.
Yep.
Not the grilled cheese on a bad day.
And it always tastes better when someone else makes it.
Absolutely. It's because you can lay around in your laziness the whole time. So,
yes.
That's always good. Oh, man. Sounds like you've just been going through it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, we work hard, play hard. Sometimes we fall hard. I don't know.
You know, I haven't been playing hard, and I think that's part of my problem.
Tell more.
I've just been working. No, let me see. What's happened in this last week? Oh, well, hold up. Where's my... Woo-hoo! So I went out of town this weekend. I went to Columbia to hang out with my boy Carl Van. If you don't know who Carl Van is, he is the founder of Pass the Peas app, the only recipe app where you can upload your recipes, add video to each step, and create collaborative cookbooks. We have some very big things coming with Pass the Peas app and some exciting news that I can't share just yet, but it's on the way. So go ahead and download Pass the Peas app. We're doing some things behind the scenes right now, and you're going to want to be a part of this, y'all. Get in on it early. But that was the first time. Wow. What have I done? Since I've been in South Carolina, I went to my friend Shanika's brunch. I went to see family. I went to homecoming. Hanging out with him, I think, was the first time I've done something social with friends in like since homecoming in November.
Wow.
Now that I think, I haven't been anywhere else to hang out with anybody. I think that was the last time. I can't remember when Shanika's birthday was. Maybe I did that in between or after. No, that was before homecoming. Yeah. Wow. So it has been a very long time since I've done anything, but it was just good to see him hang out. You know, he smoked, man. He smoked some pork, man. He had that smoked pork, man. Let me tell you something, man. Brother, that smoked pork was perfection. You hear me? He's just, you know, he cooked it to perfection. It had that nice smoky taste to it. You know what I'm saying? Added that extra layer of flavor. And then he had the mustard-based barbecue sauce. I slapped that right on there. Man, brother, woo. That was delicious. Then
I liked that accent.
Thank you. This brother had the nerve to smoke some chicken wings as well. Man, seasoned to perfection. Like, it had, that skin was just that nice mahogany cherry almond color. I looked at that skin. I said, this is the skin I want my woman to have. Boy, we had a good laugh about that. Just that skin, that nice, just like that cherry red. Ooh, man, that food was so good, man. Boy, it's just good to see him and Jessica, his wife, and see the kids again. I hadn't seen the kids it's been a long time since I've seen the kids. They were like tiny. So we did that, played a little PlayStation. Then I hit the road to go see a young lady, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we went to college together, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, and, not the voice drop.
Backing up.
I'll be damned.
We went to college together, you know what I'm saying? I tried to talk to her back in, like, you know, I think that was like 2013 or something like that, you know, and I was young and immature, you know, I wasn't ready. You know, I wasn't ready back then, so things didn't really work out, you know, but we kept in touch over the years, you know, so I was like, yo, you know, I'm in town. She's like, hey, I'm over here working on this thing, whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to come through and see you. What's good? You know what I mean? What's really good? So she was like, yeah, you know, you can...
You went from sounding like an Australian cowboy 5 minutes ago to now this. So, like, we were on a late night radio show.
Yeah, you know, FME late night. So
after dark.
So yeah, you know, I went to see her, you know what I'm saying, had a good conversation, got to see what she was doing and working on, you know, don't want to put a business out there yet, you know what I'm saying, but she was working on some things, you know, and it was really nice to see her, you know, and if you're out there listening, it was really nice to see you, you know, I enjoyed that hug, you know, when we parted ways, you know, I made it home safe, you made it home safe, and you know, yeah, you know, I'll see you again soon, you know, when I'm back in town, yeah. But, yeah, man,
you turned on the after hours, after dark voice.
I never talk like that either. Not even after hours. It's terrible after hours. I'd be like, ha! It's terrible. Mm-mm. That makes my throat hurt. I had to struggle to do that just now. Ah! But yeah, that was my trip to Colombia. Which is a place I'm contemplating moving to. The layout of Colombia is very funky, very. But I don't know. So yeah, so I actually got out and did something. It felt good just to get out and stretch my legs. And it's close too. Colombia is not far from me at all. So that was cool. So that's what I did. Beyond that, potential job opportunity on the horizon. Y'all pray for me, prayer warriors out there. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to hear back about a potential interview by Friday, so we'll see. I'm praying I get it. It's right up my alley, like 100% right up my alley. Like, the job description, I was like, bong, I can do all that. Like, everything lines up, you know what I'm saying? And it would be a very dope thing for that to happen for me, because it will help me get to the next step in my life, which I'm trying to make some decisions on, some adult decisions. You know, I'm deciding between when I move, how I'm going to make this move and what I'm going to do with this move. Is this move into my own place that I own? Is this move into an apartment and the money I have saved going to an investment property? Am I going into a joint venture with friends? I don't know, you know, but I am thankful to the Lord, God. Let me say God, because... Ooh-wee. Mm. It's some people been using the word Lord to do some interesting things on social media. We're not gonna get into how people are denouncing their Divine Nine Greek organizations.
Oh,
we're not gonna get into that. And how they say we worship other things and other beings. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, I'm thankful for the fact that I have options and choices, because some people don't have a choice. So I do realize that that is something that I'm blessed with, and I'm gonna hold on to that. All right. Why are you making that face?
What face was I making? My face was relaxed.
Oh shit! You ready for bed? Let me hit the.
Oh no!
You ready with your headlines?
Yes.
Oh Lord, hit the intro.
Because I realized that the TV was still like, I had the muted button, but it was still playing volume, and I was like, "Do I hear something?" And it
that's the face she was making. That's the face black people make. Like, yo, you heard that?
Because then I was like, dang, I said, this movie just got like real serious, and I don't know if y'all could hear it in the background sound crazy. Anyways, headlines. Number one out of the four I have for y'all today. Tennessee lawmakers approve bill for teachers to be armed in the classroom, which is meant to protect students, but is raising a lot of opposing views.
I'll be damned.
Thank you. Because of that, and also people are saying it would put more students at risk than anything to combat the school shootings. But another part about this bill is it would restrict you from carrying at school events, but parents and other teachers wouldn't even know if a teacher is carrying if this bill becomes law. Like, I think that's the craziest part about it, is you could be in the building with other fellow teachers and you would not know which one of them is armed.
We're gonna talk about let's just stop here. Let's talk about them as you go through. As a former teacher, I'm 50-50 on that. I'm sorry, this is going to be sexist, but most teachers are women, and these kids are gigantic. Depending on where you are, they're probably white women, and I probably have only, in my 10 years of education, I've probably worked with maybe 3 white women that if I got into a fight with them, I would have a fight on my hands. I'm just saying. And not that women are inferior to men, but irregardless of man, woman, your stature or whatnot, I would say if you're gonna do this, there has to be, you got to get them training. There needs to be some type of tactical training. You need to be able to see that they're proficient with these guns. They know how to take it down. They know how to clean it. They know how to maintain it. Where is this gun gonna be stored? Like, you just gonna have them carrying it on their hip all day? Like, oof, that's just gonna change the dynamics. And then just cultural climate. Like, kids think everything is a joke.
Yes.
Like, everything is a joke. Everything's a trend. You know, what do you expect this teacher to do if they're confronted with a child? We just talked about a teacher that got slapped in the face by a child. You know, one of the things that you can't really account for when you're in a high-stress situation is the adrenaline rush. And I will say for me, I've only been in maybe one or two situations where I've had an adrenaline rush, and it was never directed at me. I was usually breaking something up or separating students. But that, it was a automated reaction just because of years of what I've experience and what I knew and what I was trained to do. One, don't ever touch the children. And two, keep them safe. So that's interesting. I pray that that goes well. And I mean, you know, not knowing who's carrying, I mean, that's a safety aspect, right? You don't want, you know, maybe one day you got it on you, maybe you don't. Like, I mean, that's just like going out in public. You don't know who has a gun on them.
Yeah, fair enough.
I would think that if you're going to do that, maybe resource officers should be armed, or maybe a specific person. I remember they were tossing that idea around, but That's interesting, man. And but they can't carry at school events.
Yeah, it would restrict from carrying at school events. They did mention that the whoever, like, if it does get passed and teachers do it, they do have to have mandatory training, and I think it's about 40 to 80 hours. I'm not so sure. That's it's good. Around that mark. And also, they have to pass a background check, and it's something else that they have to do. But like you said, I think it could go either way, 50-50, because students, the kids are different these days.
Yeah.
They're bigger. And if they see it on like a teacher's hip and things escalate in the moment, in the heat of the moment, you never know when a student can just grab it from you, especially if you're dealing with teachers who are smaller than their students.
Yeah.
And also, you have it locked away. Okay, you have it locked away. What benefit does that serve if like something's happening right then and there and it's not with you?
Yeah, I mean, locked away, I would say, is probably the best option, because
yes,
you know, if you have multiple locked away, chances are if something pops off, I mean, God forbid there's a school shooter, at least a few people will be able to get to it before the shooter probably gets to them, because schools are big as hell, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like you're saying, just having it on you, and then stupid stuff like, you know, oh, let me see your gun. Let me see it real quick. Like, they'll play with you like that. Like, and they'll do it all year. Like, all year. Like, from August to June, or however long. They'll do that all year, man. And then you're going to have complaints. Oh, this teacher carries. I don't want them in my class. And then, does it need to be concealed? Because that's going to affect your wardrobe. You need a certain type of belt to help with that. You need... it's a lot, but I mean, it's
and it's
past.
A lot of responsibility to put on one singular person too. But also, if you sign up for that, I think you should be aware of that. But still,
yeah,
that's a big responsibility.
We'll see what happens. And again, ladies, I'm not trying to diss you, because I watch YouTube, and there's a lot of ladies out there with the right training and stuff like that, and they can shoot very well, and they know what they're doing. So I'm not saying you're dumb or you're inferior or you can't do it. But I just, based on my experience, just the threat level, I feel like, is higher towards them than it is towards male teachers at times. So
yeah.
I just don't want anything to happen to anybody. I want everyone to be safe. That's just an interesting one. We'll guess we'll see how this happens, but develops over time. But go ahead.
Yeah. So another bill. So. Seems like we might be saying goodbye to TikTok, y'all. President Biden signs the potential bill to ban TikTok in this foreign aid package for basically giving TikTok about 270 days out of like the 365 that for them to separate from their parent company, ByteDance, because Biden and a lot of other legislators feel as if TikTok is a threat to data, privacy, all of that with citizens. And it was in a foreign aid package meant to support Ukraine and Israel, but also TikTok CEO, he said that he is determined to fight against this in court, as this would be considered a violation to the right of free speech, and has stressed how this would cause so much harm to small businesses and to people who have made livelihoods off of this app. Like, content creation, gone. All these businesses that were struggling, then they got a surge and everything like that, and making so much money, gone. Like, I don't know what it would be like, a world without all of that. Just everyone finding their niche things.
It sucks. There's a couple things surrounding this that sucks. One, we have a TikTok page, but I mean, I don't browse TikTok for content. And I'm probably actually going to delete our page soon, because I didn't see the full episode, but Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast was reading everything, you know, like the stuff he's supposed to sign that we never read just so we can use the app.
Oh yeah.
That shit was scary, bruh. And my dumb ass still signed up for it. Cause I mean, our shit is clearly out there anyway. Right. But yeah, as far as businesses, you got to be, this is someone who's had multiple businesses, still has a business. You have to try to own as much of your business as possible and take advantage of your, not fan base, what's the word I'm looking for? Your target audience as possible. Like, I like Instagram. I like fan base. I like YouTube. But if they decide to change the rules or go away or whatnot, then, you know, what does that mean for your business? So I have my own website. No one can take that away from me. I own it. I own the name. I own the rights. And I can put whatever I want to put on there, however I want to put it on there. So if push comes to shove with some of these places, go ahead and get your contingency plan in place. Maybe you need to do something cool and work with some apps and widgets on your own website to do that. Facebook is still a good viable option for people. There's a lot of marketplaces and a lot of big active groups on Facebook. Instagram is another one. But yeah, you know, you got to figure out a way to control your content and to keep that core audience of yours engaged and encapsulated. You got to bring them somewhere where you have the control. Like, we have our Facebook group with almost 1,000 people in it. You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, it's a Facebook group, but Facebook is stable at this point. I mean, it's been around since like 2007. Like, and it's American. It's an American owned company, I think. I don't know how much of Zucky owns that now, but you got to, you know, I got that, but I can also, again, lead them to our website. That's gonna tear a lot of people up, man. It really is. But I mean, y'all got a heads up. How you gonna pivot? What's your next investment vehicle? What's your next move? You know, you got time to think about it now, strategize, because, you know, that relationship with China ain't the best. So I get it. I'm not saying I agree with it or disagree with it, because I haven't done a deep dive, but that's why owning your content and owning the platform where your content lives is highly, 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 highly important.
And speaking of owning your content, also raises how a couple months ago, I forgot which record label did it, but they pulled their music off of TikTok. And
I think it was Universal.
Yeah, and so many artists that basically were able to like get certain streaming and everything like that from going viral on these TikTok like 30 second clips.
Challenges. Yep.
It hit them like a major roadblock and everything. And one of the few people who is under Universal but also owns her stuff because she re-recorded it, Taylor Swift, was able to get her music back on TikTok. Yeah. And that's one of the importance of that, but also it's just crazy. The importance of owning your own content, yes, but I also do understand and see how so many people get signed into those like terrible contracts right off the bat. So all of it's just crazy. Just always be ready to pivot, I guess.
Yeah, figure out a way to generate your own revenue. Do not always depend on somebody else to hand you a check for the work that you do. Fine. There are so many things you can do on the side to make money. Figure that out. Build you a nice team and figure that out, because, yeah, when they pull that music, and they think other music groups are going to follow. So, but
yeah.
I'll let you continue. We killing headlines today. Okay, Erica. You said no. It got to be like this every week.
I'll be damned.
Okay. On to more negative news. None of it's positive. Like, none of it. Okay. Megan Thee Stallion is being hit with a lawsuit by her former cameraman, Emilio Garcia, who worked with the rapper from 2018 until 2023, and has been accused of harassment and creating a hostile work environment and weight shaming. So on one of his accounts, he states that the rapper had sex with a woman beside him in an SUV after a night out, and then claimed that the rapper told him to never speak of this incident ever again.
So he's snitching. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Garcia then
I'll be damned.
He has experienced emotional distress while
You laughing distress. At this man's emotional distress?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm trying to read. I'm like, dang, why did the font get so small? Like, I'm over here squinting. Okay. So Garcia alleges that after the SUV incident, he received less pay, less bookings, and alleges that his firing was in retaliation after complaining about his wage and hour violations, since it states that he was misclassified as an independent contractor. He also claims that he experienced emotional distress while Megan's attorney slash lawyer Alex Spiro claims that these allegations are false in an attempt to embarrass the rapper, and this is merely an employment claim for money. It's also important to note that Emilio Garcia's lawyer is the same lawyer that represented Lizzo's dancers that sued her for harassment last year.
I'll be damned.
Meg Thee Stallion, you know what I'm saying? This is Rob, host of From My Experience podcast. If you're listening, this is what I need you to do. You know, you're an attractive young lady. You have a very hot career right now, very hot. You know, you have a lot of features and assets that women are paying to have. And I see you in the gym doing your thing. I see you doing your thing. And I don't know you personally. But whatever it is you got going on, shorty, I mean, you got shot in the foot, Tory Lanez in prison, you done had beef with other female rappers, you going through a lot, and you mad young. I think she has a degree. I think she graduated college, yeah, too. You got your degree.
We graduated the same year, girl.
Y'all the same age?
No, she's older.
Oh, okay.
She's older. She just graduated in 2021, like me.
Working. Yeah. But... you know, take a step back, reevaluate the people around you, reevaluate your team, and reevaluate your life choices. You have the opportunity to create a legendary career for yourself, and you don't want your road to the ultimate success to have stains on it associated with things like this. I don't know if this stuff is true. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I wish you the best. And I hope you get a handle on the situation.
She's like 20. I think she's 28. I think she's like 28, 29. Around there.
Her sex appeal is through the roof.
It is, very much.
It is.
It reminds me of what's her face at the same time.
She gives me Trina vibes.
Yes. And also Adina Howard.
Yeah. Man, come on. You like she's one of the...
like Queen Latifah, and I love it.
You like one of the last few, in my opinion, authentically natural-bodied, sexy women. I hope you really get it together. I'm not saying that you don't have it together. Whatever this stuff is going on, I really do hope you get it together. I hate to see young, successful black people, not just in entertainment, in any field, mm-hmm. go through these rocky moments, because... oftentimes they crash and burn.
And also she's just been through so much too. She has. So you just root for the best. Yeah. Always want like people like that to win. Not to like say, oh girl, like you innocent, da 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 da. Just when people go through so much and you see them striving to be more and better, you want them to win.
We're gonna get into that. Was that your last one? That was your last one, right?
I have one little sneak peek highlight just to circle back to last week and us talking about, or more you, because I didn't have anything to add, to that Kendrick Drake thing, this back and forth thing. So Tupac's estate is talking about how they might be pursuing some type of action towards Drake for the use of AI in his diss track response. And I'm glad that that's actually being brought up because of the use of AI.
Oh, God.
And this is unprecedented territory and murky waters, but there should be clauses where you do not use someone's image and likeness in AI-related things, especially if you don't even get the state's approval or even told them ahead of time.
That's nuts. What was the name of that song?
I do not recall.
Google that real quick. Google it real quick. You got your computer up? Google it on your phone.
But he used him and Snoop Dogg.
He used him and Snoop. Snoop made a cryptic post. We don't know if he knew about it, if he was in on it or not. Drake is being impatient. He really wants to. He wants Kendrick Lamar to respond.
It's right here. Oh, they sent a cease and desist. Thank you. Because I didn't get an opportunity to actually read it before. They sent a cease and desist and told him that he must pull down his tailor-made freestyle in less than 24 hours or the state would pursue all of its legal remedies against him.
Yeah, so, I mean, Drake is the boy. You know what I'm saying? That's what he do. He's the king of petty. And Kendrick Lamar being a West Coast rapper, he got two West Coast legends in Pac and Snoop on the track. I didn't hear it. I didn't listen to it because I don't want to ever hear Pac like that. And then I think the whole the whole beef has gotten corny. You know, it was Kendrick, and then Drake came out and dissed a bunch of people, and then Rick Ross came out and dissed, and then Kanye drops a diss, and everyone's like, "Oh, this new age hip hop ain't for me." I'm just looking at what people are saying in the comments. Oh, Kendrick need to respond. He's on the clock. I'm like, y'all just don't know how this thing really, really works. But I'm not even going to go down the rabbit hole. But we'll see what happens with that, yo. Pretty soon people are going to have to like copyright their likeness and their voices.
Exactly.
And everything. That's what's next, yo. And to its credit though, AI can help people too. Like, a dope rapper from Philly, Beanie Siegel. I don't remember what happened to Beanie Siegel, but he has one lung now. So, like, he don't even...
Wow.
Yeah, he don't even sound the same. Like, he not dead or nothing. I mean, he's still running around, but he don't even sound the same. He had a very distinctive voice and sound on his raps. You know, with one lung, I think he raps a little bit still, but like, he don't sound the same. And I remember there was, like, an interview where he was like, you know, he's hoping to be able to use AI to get his old sound back because you can still... get it to sound like you. You can still write your raps and then get it to, you know, recite your rap. So there are benefits to it, but like using AI in the beef, bro, like
exactly.
And it's funny because it's like people already accuse you of the ghostwriting thing. Well, that's not that's a fact that has happened. Bro, and then you got two more people. I don't know. I'm checked out.
Using someone who passed away and using their voice and everything, it's not a gotcha moment. It really isn't. It just comes across as a little bit lame. And then also for the fact that it was unauthorized, like you didn't even have the decency to like go to the state and ask.
Yeah. And I get it. Like it's the new age. You know, it's a shot at you. I'm going to use West Coast legends against you because you're from the West Coast. I get it.
There's some that are alive.
Yeah, but who going to side? And they ain't going to side with him. Actually, a lot. I think the game said he thinks Drake is going to win the battle, which I thought was crazy. But anyway, we about to get out of here, yo. It's been 43 minutes. This whole episode. This whole episode is headlines, y'all. Sorry. I'm still playing the music, too. I'm going to turn it off because it's getting on my nerves. Last headline, Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. What do you know about that?
Well, I was trying to tell my dad to pay for it on pay-per-view so we could watch it. He said, I ain't gonna watch it. You gonna be asleep. Your mama gonna be asleep.
That's a smart man.
But, I mean, I told him that I would pay, like, half of it as, like, my due diligence that I would watch. But I was really interested only because of how crazy... Well, let me refrain from saying crazy, but how, I don't know.
Ryan Garcia's antics.
Yeah, how his antics on social media have been lately. Mm-hmm. So I was very curious to see what would happen, just to see that he kept the same antics, one, and then continued the antics all over again.
You know, what I'm seeing now is... This is another example of how when you take something that is beautiful in art form that has a rich history and it starts out pure, might not even be worth much, like hip hop. Think about how hip hop started and where it is today. When you introduce that business aspect it literally like sucks the soul out of the industry. And what has happened in boxing is you have toxic fans who thinks everyone should be undefeated like Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm. You have everyone except for the fighters getting paid all this money, and fighters are getting cheated. And to Deontay Wilder's point, the Bronze Bomber, they're the ones in the ring putting their lives on the line. They should be making the money. So now fighters have smartened up to the point where it's like, yo, I don't care about titles anymore. I just want to fight the best, or I want big money fights. That's mm-hmm. all people are going after, like the prestige, the history, the reputation. They're I don't want to use the word pimping, but it's like they're trying to pimp the sport. Like, yeah. It's like everything that it was built on and the beautiful heritage and history and legendary moments are now money grab-ish. You got people like Jake Paul fighting, I think it's Jake Paul, Logan Paul, one of them, fighting an old Mike. You're serious about fighting, but you're not fighting boxers. I don't know how many fights he's had, but like the last few fights haven't even been with real boxers. But I bring up Ryan Garcia. One, it's come out now that he planned all these antics and nothing's really wrong with him. He did that to get in his opponent's head. Two, he did defeat Devin Haney in incredible fashion. He did. He knocked him down 3 times, arguably 4 or 5. People are saying the ref saved him. I would have to watch the fight again. Yeah, he tapped that jaw, man, and he gave Devin something he wasn't ready for. But there's a couple things to tie into that. One, it would have been a title fight, but he missed weight. And he missed weight on purpose. And for those of you who don't understand boxing and how the body works, if you've ever been in a fitness program or trying to lose weight, you know, there's a couple of weights. Like, there's your walk-around weight when you're just doing everyday life. And then there's like your fitness weight when you start working out and training. And then they have like the weight you need to actually weigh. And at some point your body plateaus because your body's like, all right, we need to save some of this fat. We need to save some of this energy. Like, we can't deplete you. So that is why boxers struggle to make weight, is because they've been working out. They've been training for like, you know, however many weeks or months. And eventually your body plateaus. And now it's like, okay, I'm down to the wire. I'm down to the last 48 hours or 24 hours, and I got to lose 2 pounds, 3 pounds. But you got to remember, they've already been through that quick burn period. Typically, when you start a workout plan in a week or two or maybe less, you lose weight like that. But when you plateau, they have to go through drastic measures. They're sitting in, what's the thing called, steam rooms, you know, they're cutting water out there. They deplete themselves to make the weight. So you're weaker, and then you got to rehydrate for fight night. So it's not about Ryan just being overweight. He didn't put in the work that Devin Haney put in to make the weight. Yeah. Devin Haney was more drained. And even fighters who saw him coming to the weigh-in, and I was like, man, his face was sucked in. I could see his cheekbones because he was trying to make the weight. Meanwhile, while I'm busting my butt to make the weight, my opponent probably stopped working maybe a week ahead of time. And it's like, I'm just not going to make the weight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come in full, healthy, strong. So though he didn't get the title shot, he had the quote-unquote weight advantage. He had the advantage of not depleting himself. Now, I will say, for me, it was a legit victory, because, I mean, he beat him. Because Devin Haney didn't have to fight him. That's another thing people don't know. There's a clause. If you don't make weight, your opponent doesn't have to fight you. But the way he beat Devin Haney, I was like, even if he makes weight, I don't know if Devin can beat him based on what I saw. I don't know how big of an impact that weight was, but a lot of pro fighters were saying how much of an impact that it was. This ain't just my opinion. These are pros who have fought championship fighters, who are former champions, who have said that was an unfair advantage. So I put an asterisk by that win for him because he didn't make weight. But again, he played it smart. He was like, yo, that's what Tank Davis did to me. Tank Davis had a no rehydration clause when he fought Ryan Garcia. He was like, hey, once you make this weight, you can only go up so much. You can't, because most fighters, I would come in and weigh 140, but on fight night, I'm 160. So they balloon back up and drink all that water and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward. Because, I mean, Ryan got, he won. He took his O. His stock went up. I think he bet money on himself and won like $12 million. Yeah. So he played the money game. He didn't care about the belts. He didn't win the belts. Devin didn't lose the titles because he didn't make weight. But Ryan clearly didn't care. He's like, yo, I'm after this bag. Like, that's what it seems like to me. And that's what boxing looks like it's coming to. And I get it because the fighters are doing what they got to do to get paid. But it's just at the same time, it's like, because what's going to start happening is people going to try this weight game and people going to be like, nah, I'm not fighting. Yeah. Call the fight off. Then now what do you do?
And then no one cares to watch.
It's already struggling to get people to watch. So we've lost HBO Boxing. I think Showtime Boxing is gone too. So we out here trying to find other avenues to even watch boxing, which is crazy to me.
And all this pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, that's where you have DAZN. DAZN, you just pay, I think you can pay a yearly fee and you just get all their matches.
Okay.
From what I believe. Could be wrong on it, but wow, I don't even know if we should get to our topics because you already leaned it over. You brought it with the headline, Joe. I wasn't ready for that. You know what? We can let's just talk about how 2024 is flying by, because damn, it is May. And I just had a conversation. Shout out to the Gamma Nu chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Yo, just met with our some brothers last night. We were talking about homecoming already, and I'm like, dang, we having this conversation, but
it's like 6 months away.
Yeah, but that ain't no time, man. We gonna turn around and it's gonna be like bloop. So I gotta get on that, start collecting money and all that good stuff. But yeah, this year is blazing by. And I think part of it for me is just I'm busy at work. What? So you feel the same way? It's blazing by for you too?
Yes, because I remember giving myself a deadline for when to move out and to have my own place. Yeah, and I remember when I moved back home, I said, I'm giving until I'm 25. And I'm sitting here like, oh shoot, I'm about to turn 24. I was like, I need to check my savings again, make sure everything's up on.
Oh, how much you got in there?
Not much. What?
Never mind. You just spoke woman to me. Never mind. Because a woman is saying not much and had like 15 grand. So
yeah, and that's usually how I am. When I say I'm broke, I'm not really broke. I just, in my head, it means I'm broke because this money, I'm not spending it.
Yeah. So you're right. You are broke. And I tell people that too. They get mad. Don't speak that on your life. No, this money is spoken for. Okay?
Yeah, like I act like it's zeroed, like just zeros.
Yeah.
Everywhere, because I'm like, I can't even look at it and say, oh yeah, okay, we got money. No, we don't. Because it's not money that I'm comfortable with using at all. So I know that I still have another year. I still have another year, and hopefully by that point, this pricing and interest rates, something gives, or we break even, hopefully, on that.
You trying to buy a house?
I would love to buy a house, but I don't want to move south. I don't want to move south of where I am.
Well, in that case, you're not buying a house.
No.
Unless your salary does a backflip.
And that's the other thing. Like, I need more money.
I'm not going to say you're not buying a house. Maybe you'll come across the right thing. There's ways. I don't know how much you make, but there are ways.
I know a first-time homeowner.
There's
that helps.
You can get a property that needs work and get a 203K loan, which is, I think it's 203K, but it's a renovation loan. So,
I can get a fixer-upper.
Yeah, fixer-upper, you know what I'm saying? So you roll the money for the contractors that are going to fix it into the loan of the house. That's what a lot of people do. And that actually would be a good idea you should explore and talk to your parents about, because the beauty of that for you is you have somewhere to stay. You don't have to live there while it's being rehabbed.
Yeah, and we actually did talk about that. Like, it would be great if I could find a fixer-upper and just take my time and build and, like, get it gutted and everything to my liking while I'm still at home. That would be ideal.
Oh, my God. See? Y'all heard the part when she said, to my liking? That's where the issue comes in.
This is... I already have it picked out how I want it to look. Sims 4 planned me for this. It prepped me for this, okay?
On that note, y'all, it was nice talking to y'all.
I love HDTV.
Oh, my... Yeah, good luck. Now, I wish you the best with that, for real, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, you already know what apartments are like, and they're cool, but it's like they're so expensive, and it pisses you off because it's like, I might as well have a house, which...
You might as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the other thing. You have a realtor?
No, I don't.
I may have someone. Actually, I do have someone for you in your area, if you want to start broaching the conversation. And she's good. She's real good. She's been doing it... Ooh, how long that girl been doing real estate? I want to say about 5 years, maybe a little longer. I think we're still doing it at the same time. But yeah, I can hook you up with her for sure, because she always doing something, and I'm pretty sure she knows these programs and things of that nature. But a year is a good time to plan, a long, nice long stretch to plan, and time to save more money.
Yes, mm-hmm. I want some more. Some more numbers and digits in that bank account first.
Put it in there. You want to have a couple months. I mean, ideally, you want to have at least 2-3 months of mortgage payment saved for after incidentals. Closing. Yep, you want that. And then you got to think about your household expenses. You low-key, so just groceries. You're going to have to start buying actual food and cooking.
Oh, I cook. I cook a little something. I cooked some pasta salad, actually, yesterday. Yeah, I've been nibbling on that.
You cooked the pasta salad? You just boiled the noodles?
No, I added all the little gadgets and gizmos to it. I added the rotini noodles, added the pepperoni. You had to cook the noodles, right? Yeah.
That's what I said. You cooked the noodles.
Yeah, but I did a lot of chopping.
That's chopping. I added artichoke
hearts. I added pepper jack cheese, pepperoni. Kalamata olives, woof,
but the delicious.
And then the little I'll be red damn. I'll be damn.
But the only thing that actually had to be cooked was the noodles.
Savory seasoning. Stir it. Give it a go.
But the only thing you had to actually cook was the noodles.
Let it marinate overnight. Tastes great.
Oh man, that's so. You boiled noodles and then threw stuff in it.
I'm like, it's a salad.
I'll be damned.
Here, world.
It's a pasta salad.
All right, y'all. This show did not turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out. I apologize for posting on social media that we were going to talk about these things. But we started talking about other things, and it turned out to be a great conversation. And we would love to know how you feel about that in the comments. I'm going to change this episode. Dang, everybody called me back today. Going to have to change the name of this episode to Headlines. yeah, but I guess in closing, 2024 is blazing by. If you have goals and if you have things you're trying to get done and accomplish, continue to work at it. To Erica's point earlier in the episode, don't feel so rushed and, oh my God, I'm on the timeline. Like, I get it. I'm the same way in my head mentally. But I also know that, you know, you are where you're supposed to be for now. Focus mm-hmm. on the positive and what you do have control over. And don't freak out. You know what I'm saying? Don't freak out. Just keep doing the good work and eventually it will pay off as long as you keep making the right decisions. And yeah, you know, just keep looking for those opportunities. Keep taking your time to read up on something new, learn something new. Do the work towards those goals. That's all you got to do, okay? But yeah, get to it, man. It's blazing by. Erica, you got anything else?
It sure is. I'm trying to keep up with time and time slipping away from me, yeah.
Did you message to the brothers? Yeah, 3 missed calls. She left me a voice memo.
Ooh.
Yo, brothers, man, listen, real talk, brothers, real talk. This is real talk. It is April 24th, 2024. As I'm recording this, you're probably hearing this on the 25th. You heard this on the 25th or later. Get to it, man. One thing that I've been doing is, it's been really hard, is removing some bad habits, making some shifts, and just continuing to reinforce healthy boundaries and trying to do things a lot more differently. Typically when we're down and out mentally or we're sad, we return to these old comfort zones, whatever that may be for you. But they tend to be things that keep you stagnant or may hold you back. However, that's not always true. There's also comfort zones that can help pull you forward and help you keep the balance and keep the peace in your life. And that is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find those comfort zones, things like yoga, which I need to do again, prayer, meditation, gaming, working out, cooking, actually spending time with genuine people. Those things fulfill me in a different type of way, and they keep me level. And they are reminders that you have healthy outlets. And not to get too stressed out about life and how it may or may not be going your way. But run from those other comfort zones, whether that's drinking, drug use, women, crime, food, whatever it may be, whatever that comfort zone is, that friend that you know that you should leave alone because y'all tend to get into trouble or do things that you want to do, don't want to do. Shopping is one of my vices. Like I would just the feeling of hitting checkout on Amazon. Oh, I done had 10 items in my cart that total up to $120 for the last month and a half. And I'm like, nope, we're saving this money. We got to wait to this particular time, which is actually coming soon. Then we can hit checkout. But until then, no. Because I'm trying to hold on to a piece of advice my dad gave me, which is don't count your money until it's in your hand. Got burned by that one a few times. I'm like, it's coming. And then you spend the money. It'll be here. Mr. Wilson, there's a delay. It'll be about 6 to 8. I'm like, Yeah. So that has happened too many times. Actually, one time that happened with my taxes, I put the wrong bank account number. So I'm spending money. I'm talking like, for me, significant money, like $300-$400. I'm like, this tax return will be here any day now. I'm like hitting up my CPA. I'm like, yeah, where this money at? He's like, let me look at your thing. Blah, 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 blah. Look at this. I said, oh, that's the wrong bank. But I called my bank and they said all that's going to do is reject it. And then it rejected it. And then I ended up getting a paper check. But boy, thank God for credit cards with high limits. Them interest rates tapped that ass too. I ain't going to lie. They caught me. I said, ooh, you got me. I'm going to pay it off, but you got me. So don't count your money until it's in your hand. That's all I got. And we out, man. Yeah, sorry y'all. This man, we've done some like freestyling stuff lately. They be happening. But you know what? What I love about this is always authentic and it's always relatable. You know, you killed it with headlines. I really appreciate that. I mean it when I say that you really took a load off of me doing that. Like, that little extra research is annoying. So I'm glad.
No, I actually sit at my desk at work and I listen to ABC News Live. That's what I started doing now.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, you've integrated it into your day. I used to do that, but I quit. Ooh, excuse me. Ooh.
I just don't have the time. And I need background noise sometimes when I'm working.
Yeah.
So I'm like, everything else is blocked. Let me just listen to this live stream.
And never mind. There's a joke there, but I don't want to say it. But y'all, we love y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting FME_podcast on Instagram, From My Experience Podcast on Facebook, From My Experience Podcast on YouTube, FMEpodcast.com. I'll be updating the blog soon, probably this week. I gotta finish writing this latest blog post and I'll update that soon. We appreciate the love and support, and we appreciate you for continuing to listen. Thank you for the comments and the likes and the messages. Shout out to all future guests and all former guests. We love y'all. We're going to be hitting some of y'all up to get y'all back on the show soon. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, take care of yourselves physically, mentally, and financially. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Bye.